I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, our panel of magazine editors talks about the newest hot cover model, Michelle Obama, and wisdom from Dr. Ben Carson, winner of the nation's highest civilian honor, the Medal of Freedom. But first, race versus age. We've been talking about one of these things all year. Are Americans ready to vote for a woman president, a black man? A new poll suggests that we need to be asking a third question about age. An eye-opening new poll suggests that Americans are just as, if not more, concerned about John McCain's age as they are about Senator Barack Obama's race. Here to talk about all of this are Gary Langer, he's director of polling at ABC News, which recently conducted a poll on this topic, and Lester Spence, assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University. He's also a frequent guest on our barbershop segment. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for Michelle.
Gary, let's start with you. What an interesting poll. The recent ABC News Washington Post poll on the upcoming presidential race, 3 in 10 people acknowledge, white people acknowledge feelings of racial prejudice, and yet 9 in 10 said they'd be comfortable with a black president. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, not only do 3 in 10 white Americans admit some racial prejudice, but so do a little more than 3 in 10 African Americans, going in the other direction. And this has been a long-term trend. We've seen this in public opinion back over the last 10 years and more. The question is, where do you go with it? Where does it take you? And through a variety of measures, we can try to estimate the effect of race on Barack Obama's candidacy, and we really show, ultimately, no net effect. There are some whites who are less sensitive, if you will, racially, and much less likely to vote for Obama. But on the other hand, there's also a group of white Americans who are much more highly attuned to racial issues and much more likely to support Obama. At the end of the day, his support among whites is about average for a Democratic presidential candidate.
So the two groups are canceling each other out, or he has a net benefit among the people who are, as you put it, highly sensitive?
Pretty much canceling each other out. At the end of the day, John McCain leads by 12 points among whites in our most recent polling. On the other hand, the average for a Republican presidential candidate over the last 8 elections has been 13 points. So really, you can't point to race as the reason that Obama does less well among whites. It's simply they're less likely to vote for Democratic presidential candidates as a result of policy considerations.
Lester, what do you make of these numbers?
I think that I would interpret them slightly differently. I would think that what the interesting question to me is, to what degree is racial sensitivity actually tied to ideology or party ID? Because what we may be in effect saying is that conservatives and Republicans are just more likely to be racially insensitive, and then we can then race does work, but it doesn't work in a direct way, but more of an indirect fashion.
I'm curious, I want to ask both of you this. We're presenting this as a black-white dynamic, but what about other ethnic groups?
Well, before I answer that, I just wanted to point out, Michelle, we did do what's called a regression analysis in this evaluation of white attitudes on racial matters. And a regression analysis is one in which you essentially hold all other factors constant to measure their independent effect on vote preference or any other dependent variable. And what we find here is, when I'm talking about the preference of low sensitivity, racial sensitivity white voters for McCain and high sensitivity for Obama, that's controlling for some of the factors Lester just mentioned, including ideology, party identification, region, age, sex, and a variety of other measures. So these are independent effects that we've isolated.
I understand what you're saying, and I do want to ask my question about other ethnic groups, but you raised a question that I'm fascinated by. In talking about the whole question of how race is going to manifest itself, if at all, in this election, one of the questions that's emerged is, are people really honest about their feelings? Are they willing to come clean, as it were? So Gary, how do you interpret these numbers? Should we be surprised that 3 out of 10 people are willing to admit that they have these feelings?
I think it's a
pretty... How should we feel about that?
It seems to me to be a reliable measure. One, again, is we asked essentially the same question in a survey we did in 1999, long before there was a black candidate for president, and got very much the same results. So it's been a consistent effect. We've asked people about the levels of prejudice they personally feel about other groups, Muslims, evangelicals, Jews, a variety of groups, and you get much variation in the responses. There's not a consistent level of prejudice reported, so that does seem to be a robust measure.
But I'm curious about how do other ethnic groups feel about blacks? Not just how whites feel about blacks, but how do, say, Latinos and Asians feel about blacks in general, African-American, this African-American candidate in particular.
Right. Well, in our most recent data, for example, we see a substantial Obama lead among Hispanic Americans. He's got 7 in 10 support from Hispanics, which matches Bill Clinton's best and is very nearly the best for a Democratic presidential candidate. And that's after a difficult primary campaign in which Hispanics, of course, by nearly 2-1 favored Hillary Clinton. So he seems to be doing pretty well in that group, and those are the three most substantial racial groups in terms of size of population in the vote. You know, there's a few ways to measure the effect of race on voter preferences. One is to directly ask people. That can be controversial because there's some sense it's hard to self-assess the factors that influence your vote preference. So that's why we try this additional approach of asking people not to self-report the role of race in their preference, but to ask them simply their views about racial issues, whether they think race, blacks in their area experience discrimination, whether they have a black friend, whether they have any personal feelings of prejudice. We use those measures then to predict vote, and we find the results I've reported to you.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with ABC News polling director Gary Langer and Dr. Lester Spence, assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins, about race and age in the presidential election. So let's talk about age. John McCain, should he win the election, would be 72 years old upon taking office, the oldest president upon taking office in history. Gary, what do likely voters think about Senator McCain's age?
This is a much broader concern, and we've seen this continuously since we started polling on this subject last summer. Americans are much more likely to say that the age of the candidate is a concern to them. People who are who say the age of the candidate is an important issue to them are much less likely to vote for McCain or to support McCain than are those who say it's not important. Americans are substantially more likely to say they're uncomfortable with the idea of a 72-year-old president than they are with the idea of an African-American president. So this does cut to vote. You know, fundamentally, though, it's probably truly not about age, but about vitality and the concern that a 72-year-old president might or might not be up to the job. Ronald Reagan addressed this very well in his campaign. His first term, he was 69, 73 for a second term, not only with a great one-liner, but also by simply appearing very vital, very with it during the campaign, very robust.
Right,
and that's what McCain needs to do.
But in the second term, he had an opportunity to show what he could do, even after surviving an assassination attempt. That's different for John McCain. Lester, I want to get your take on this. From the numbers, it appears that age is a bigger hurdle for Senator McCain, or vitality, as Gary put it, than race is for Senator Obama. Do you think that that's the real deal, or is it perhaps easier for people to admit to having concerns about age? It's something that you can more publicly disclose.
Yeah, I think we've got a public culture, at least, that's far more anti-racist than anti-ageist, right? So there are a whole number of conversations we can have, we used to be able to have about black people, whites used to be able to have about black people, that they can no longer have. But those conversations we can easily have about age. So I think that these are public numbers. But I think that with the racial issue, there's a lot more private stuff going on that makes it hard to compare the two.
Now, Gary, you mentioned that it's important to show that you're vigorous, and also Senator McCain has used humor, like he was on Saturday Night Live. You know, in fact, why don't we play a short clip? We have a short clip. Let's play a short clip of him sort of raising the issue directly, as it were. Here it is.
My friends, controlling government spending isn't just about Republicans or Democrats. It's about being able to look your children in the eye, or in my case, my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and great-great-great-grandchildren, the youngest of whom are nearing retirement.
And for reasons of time, we don't have what I think is the best line in the joke, where he says, "I have the oldness to take this on." Gary, do you think this is enough? Is this enough to counteract concerns that people might have about his ability to do the job at this age?
In and of itself, certainly not. Trying to diffuse it with humor, it certainly doesn't hurt. But it's really going to be about, as voters tune in more to the campaign, as they focus on the appearance, the demeanor, as well as the policies of these candidates, McCain is going to have to appear, you know, again, robust and vital and with it. And it's really not so much what he says, but how he is.
And Lester, how about this whole question of Senator Obama and race and how much he needs to talk about this? We all remember that he gave this significant speech in Philadelphia after the Jeremiah Wright issue surfaced, where he dissected the racial issue. He got tremendous critical and sort of public acclaim for that. Does he need to do more to talk about to allay the anxieties of people who might have them?
So in the case that McCain or McCain supporters actually use implicit racial attacks, the type of which Gary did measure in his poll, if they use those type of attacks that implicitly refer to race against Obama, the research shows pretty clearly that the only way Obama can overcome that is by forcefully addressing them directly, kind of sort of pulling the wool over, pulling the sheets off, right? If not, if those type of implicit attacks don't arise, then he can just continue to talk about being a change agent and not really dealing with race as an issue.
What about age? Is there a way in which, Lester, that Senator Obama has to deal with age in either direction?
Well, if I were Obama, I'd actually implicitly refer to McCain's age, referring to things like McCain not actually ever having used the internet or not really knowing what the internet is. I mean, those type of things. And I think when he points those out, the voters will. And the thing is when the debates
come. Do you think that's fair? Do you think that's a fair thing to do?
You know what? I think that's no, but in one way it isn't. But the thing is given the circumstances, we really need a president who not only has vitality, but who really understands and has a grasp of the technology and the means to move the country forward in the 21st century. And it's not clear that McCain has that.
And Gary, 30 seconds. Do you think that Senator Obama is going to have to say more about race?
This is a little two-sided. I don't know that he needs to address it, as Lester said, unless it comes up from the other side. Similarly, with age, I think he may do best to let it lie, because while age is there, it's also associated with experience, and inexperience is a challenge for Obama. So to the extent to which he stresses age, he may be also stressing his opponent's greater experience.
All right. Gary Langer is director of polling at ABC News. He joined us from our New York bureau, and political science professor Lester Spence, also a frequent contributor to our weekly barbershop segment. He joined us from member station WEAA in Baltimore. I thank you both so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.